Welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Carroll. Thanks for joining us again here on ERP Strategies and Solutions. Today's podcast is a concise overview of cloud ERP. This is a relatively new deployment option that is taking the enterprise solutions world by storm. Now, there are a lot of pros and a fair share of cons to cloud ERP, so I'm going to be speaking with Eric Kimberling, president of Panorama Consulting Solutions and an expert in all things ERP, to get his take on this all things cloud. Eric, welcome back to the podcast series.
Hey, thanks, Chris. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Well, I got a few questions for you, so let's dive right in.
Good.
First of all, let's start with a definition of cloud ERP. What is it, and how is it different than software as a service or SaaS?
Well, I think the best way to think about it is that cloud ERP is a type of solution that you would not host within the four walls of your IT department. So rather than installing your ERP system on a server back in the IT room of your organization, you would be actually hosting it in the cloud or offsite. So you'd be accessing the ERP system via the internet. So there, as we'll talk about here in a little bit, there's a lot of different types of cloud solutions, a lot of different types of SaaS solutions. But in general, it's the big differentiator is, are you hosting the software and the data within the four walls of your IT department, or are you hosting it somewhere else and accessing it over the internet? And if it's the latter, if it's hosted somewhere else and you're accessing it during over the internet, then that is generally considered cloud ERP.
I see. So how popular is cloud ERP?
Well, it's certainly the highest growth segment of the ERP application market right now. There's quite a bit of hype around ERP or cloud ERP solutions. I think the hype is a little bit ahead of the actual market share and the actual market acceptance and adoption of SaaS. Mm-hmm. But I think if you look at cloud ERP, it's primarily with small and mid-sized organizations. Those are the companies or the organizations that are most likely to adapt cloud ERP. But even some larger organizations are starting to adapt cloud solutions as well. And if you look at our 2012 ERP report, which we published earlier this year and we have available on our website, one metric that we quoted or that we published in that study is that in 2010, 6% of the ERP application market was cloud-based solutions. And that number jumped from 6 to 16% in 2011. So
wow.
It's almost tripled the market share in the number of companies that are adopting cloud ERP solutions.
Wow. Okay. So from a high-level perspective then, what are some of the key benefits of cloud ERP?
Well, that's a good question, and some of the main reasons why companies look at cloud ERP solutions, I guess it varies depending on the type of organization. Let's start with small and mid-sized organizations, those companies that were some of the early adopters of cloud ERP over the last several years. Those companies were looking to the cloud because they didn't have IT departments, or they didn't have very sophisticated IT departments,
right?
Or perhaps they didn't have a very good IT infrastructure. They didn't, you know, have the funds or the capital to invest in a bunch of IT staff and a bunch of servers and in technical infrastructure to support their ERP solutions. So they were one of the early adopters to the cloud. And as the cost of cloud computing became a little bit more reasonable, the small and mid-sized organizations were pretty quick to adopt them. So I guess I would say that for those small and mid-sized organizations and even larger organizations, some of the key benefits are that you don't have to make those initial investments in an expensive IT staff or an expensive IT infrastructure. That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other benefits is that you've got more reliability. So you've got suddenly when you host things in the cloud, you've got a provider, a third-party provider, that their livelihood is dependent on guaranteeing uptime for those cloud solutions, and quite frankly, they're most likely going to be able to guarantee a higher uptime than any one organization's internal IT staff.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got reliability benefits, you've got some initial cost savings that that organizations get from cloud solutions, and then you also get potential potentially more business benefits in that you can deploy from a pure technical perspective, you can deploy those cloud solutions quicker because you don't have to physically install the software, you don't have to buy the server. So you can actually deploy some of the software a little bit faster.
Right. Okay. So well, that sounds like a pretty fair list of incentives or benefits, rather. Tell us a little bit about some of the draws.